Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome in the call the head coach at the College of Charleston, Earl Grant. Good morning, Coach Grant.
Good morning.
Good morning. Another good week for your team. A couple of impressive wins at home, 82-77, and a really hard-fought battle with William & Mary last Thursday. And then you guys pull away late in the second half and beat Drexel 89-67. Just give me your view on the way your team played in those two games.
I mean, certainly both games were hard, challenging. You know, William & Mary, you know, they're always really hard to play against. And, you know, we were very stressed out on defense because of all the movement and all the shooting. And but I thought our guys did a pretty good job of contesting shots, you know, and, you know, trying to be disciplined on defense with all the cutting. And then offensively, you know, we played well. Certainly it helped. We had Grant Riller had an unbelievable game. And then but, you know, we shared the ball. We did some good things. We had good balance on offense. And then against Drexel, you know, another team that have been playing really well. I mean, they have been playing well and scoring and winning games. And so it was another challenge. Very close game throughout. And, you know, we really played well in the middle of the second half to kind of get some separation. You know, Jarrell Brantley had a big game. But, you know, we really shared the ball and took care of it. So, you know, great week. Two hard challenges, and we were able to find a way to, you know, play well enough to have some success.
You guys now scored over 80 points in three straight games. And some of that, obviously, you guys had some great outstanding offensive performances. But is that a pace that you're comfortable with and that you like?
Well, I mean, I hadn't even thought about it, to be honest with you. You know, we've been trying to defend and rebound and do a good job on that side of the ball, which I think we've done. But I just think, you know, we've been, like I said, we've been sharing the ball and we've been taking care of it. So if you share it and take care of it, I mean, you get more shots. We just had guys being very unselfish, just making more shots, and we got good balance. We've been able to score some inside as well. So. But I think we've been defending and rebounding. I think that's helped us. That's helped our scoring.
You talk about taking care of the ball. The Drexel game, 16 assists and only one turnover in your coaching career. Have you ever been involved in a game like that where you've only turned it over once?
No, I can't remember that. I can't remember that, you know. And I didn't even realize it during the game that was the case. I saw it after the game, but guys just did a good job of being strong with the ball, being ball tough, making good decisions. You know, it was a lot of plays and a lot of possessions in that game and a lot of scoring and a lot of up and down. So, I give the players credit for just making good decisions and valuing the ball.
We're here with Charleston head coach Earl Grant. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. You talked about some of the earlier great offensive performances. I think you had three different guys last week with career highs. And the Grant 37 against William & Mary, and Jarrell with 30, and Nick Harris with 21 in the games against Drexel. And it was a week where, you know, your leading scorer Joe Chile didn't shoot it particularly well. But how good is a coach to have so many different scoring options and guys that can step up for you?
Well, I mean, like I said, it's good to have, you know, some good players. I mean, all of us, everybody, every coach you talk to today will tell you, you know, it's important to try to have good players. I mean, none of us are that good without good players. And so I think that's something any coach, they know. We don't really, you know, but for us, we hadn't talked about it a lot. You know, we don't know who's going to score. I mean, we try to share the ball and take care of it. And so, you know, I thought Joe Chile, he didn't score a lot last week, but, you know, he had six assists and zero turnovers in one of those games in like 30 minutes. He rebounded the ball. He led our team. And so I think it's a great thing to just see that he can go into a game and just not worry about a lot of scoring if he doesn't have to, and take care of the ball and run the team and be a good leader, quarterback the team. But we don't really go into it knowing who's going to score. We just want to share it, take care of it. And just so happened we had different guys, you know, having, you know, good offensive performances.
We got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Catherine.
Our question's from Josh Walfish with Daily News Record. Your line is open.
Good morning, Earl. Curious, I guess. Obviously, you got your next game is JMU Thursday here in Harrisonburg, and JMU has to play tonight. How do you sort of approach as a coaching staff, sort of you're watching the game tonight or breaking down film tomorrow as you're sort of putting in the game plan for JMU?
I mean, well, you know, there's a lot of JMU's played a lot of other games, so I mean, we've already played them. I mean, we got our game to watch. They just played, you know, a couple games before. I know they had that that tough week with the situation with the mumps and things, but you know, there's a lot of game footage from the year, so you know, we'll eventually watch their game against Wilmington. You know, we play both of them this week, but we don't necessarily have to watch it tonight because we got so many other things that we can watch, and we'll get to that tomorrow when we need to. But you know, I'm just glad those guys got over the mumps and the measles. I know that's a tough thing for Lou and the program, and nobody ever wants something like that to happen. So I'm just glad they got through it and they can get back to playing basketball.
All right, thanks, Earl.
Earl, you touched on Jarrell and Grant's big week, but Nick Harris with 21, 9 of 10 shooting. He's a guy that doesn't usually put up those kind of offensive numbers. Just talk about his ability to do that when you need him and the game he had on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got the ball to him in some good positions. He got a few offensive rebounds, you know, but we got the ball to him in some good positions, and he was able to deliver. I mean, he's a talented kid. You know, he's a very unselfish guy because he's capable of more. But he spent a lot of time worrying about defending and rebounding and being a good teammate. It just so happened he had more touches that game, and we got the ball to him in some good situations. And like I said, he was able to deliver.
You touched briefly on your matchup with James Madison as you've started to prepare for them. What are some of the challenges that they present for you?
You know, they're talented. You know, they got some good guards, really good guards. They got an inside presence. You know, Coach Lou do a good job of getting these guys to play hard and play together. They just talented. They good. They've been in every game they played, and so, you know, it's almost like any other night in the CAA. I mean, I can't remember a night where we went into a game, you know, and it was easy. I mean, so every game is a challenge. Got to be sharp mentally. Got to stick to your game plan. But they just got talented guards, and they got an inside presence, and they play hard. I mean, so you know, this is going to be another challenge. You know, it's just another night in the CAA.
All right, Earl, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning, and look forward to talking again next Tuesday.
Thanks, now.
All right, thank you.